ABC Radio Australia.
Now, as the cost of living goes up, so should wages. Well, at least in an ideal world. Until recently, there'd been no long-term research on wage growth in Papua New Guinea. But now, Martin Davies, an associate professor of economics at Washington and Lee University in the United States of Virginia, has come up with some surprising findings. Marion Farr has been speaking to Dr. Davies, who explained how he used the superannuation data from PNG's formal employment sector to track the real movement of wages between 1999 and 2018.
Well, it's very interesting. First of all, we are looking at real wages, so I guess it just helps if I start to talk about what the real wage is. So it's, if we think about the wage that you get every week or every hour, that's a dollar amount or a kina amount. But what we're actually interested in when we get paid is the purchasing power of our salary. So we're interested in not just the number of dollars or kina we get, but how much we can actually buy with those dollars or kina. So what we do is we take that average weekly pay packet, that pay packet that you get, and we divide it by the price level, and that gives us a measure of the real purchasing power of your salary. How many, if you like, how many baskets of goods and services, what real purchases you can make with that salary. So that's what we are measuring. What we find is that if we control for a whole lot of factors, we find that real wage growth in Papua New Guinea over the last 20 years, from 1999 to 2018, this is the period of the study, the real wage has increased in value by about 4% or 4.5% per annum, controlling for all these factors. So that's actually really very robust growth.
Mm. Was that surprising to you?
In fact, it was, yes. It was interesting. And we sent our paper around and we had a few comments back. And some of the comments that came back from senior people in Papua New Guinea were, well, is this bad? Like expecting, oh, this is not very good. But in fact, yes, it is very good, and it was slightly surprising. What it reflects at some level, although we can't measure this, is that Papua New Guinean workers in the formal sector are becoming more productive over time. There is an increase in productivity. So some of this increase in the real wage reflects an improvement in productivity, meaning people are producing more in their weekly or daily toil at work. So that is very positive.
How does that compare with real wage growth in a place like Australia, say?
Well, it's greater than Australia. So the Australian, I think that in most developed countries, there has been a slowdown, you know, maybe in the last 40 years. But the average, you would think, is somewhere around 2% productivity growth and maybe even slightly less. And the reason for that difference is that in developing countries, there's lots of areas for catch-up.
You mentioned earlier that this research can help inform policy in Papua New Guinea. What sort of policy changes might this research inform?
So that's a good question. So one of the things that we looked at in this study is the differences in sectoral conditional real wage growth. Remember, this real wage conditioning on these various factors, how the real wage has changed conditioning on their various factors which might influence it. So we looked at four sectors. The mining sector, which it turns out is sort of the hero in PNG in this sense anyway, in terms of the wage growth sense, the services and industry sectors, and also agriculture. And what we found is that agriculture has the slowest real wage or conditional real wage growth. Agriculture grows at about 2.5%, whereas mining is growing at about 6%, and then services and industry are in the middle there at about 3.5%. And so it suggests that the agricultural sector is lagging in terms of this real wage growth. And so, you know, this is probably quite likely due to underinvestment in support of infrastructure in PNG. You know, investors aren't able, or the opportunities aren't attractive for investors to go in and invest in the agricultural sector. That's one thing we can certainly say in terms of policy. One of the other interesting distinctions is the gender, the differences between male and female real wage or conditional real wage growth. And what we find is that, interestingly, women have higher conditional real wage growth than men in all sectors, except for mining, where it's about the same. So in the agricultural services and industry sectors, the real wage growth of women exceeds that of men. So that is quite an interesting outcome. Now, the reason we think that is the case is that there are greater impediments for women to enter the workforce in PNG. So to be a woman and enter the workforce, you're likely to be of higher quality. You have more skills and you have you're a higher quality worker. And that's the reason we think that we see this difference in conditional real wage growth between men and women.